So, how do you feel about it being on over at West Washington and Coster Streets, that specific site being approved?
Well, really exciting because at least we can help more client, the people want to change, and that's what we want to do. And then the place is smaller, but it's okay. We make the work. This guy know how to do it.
What's happening to this site? Why can't you stay here?
My commitment to the public, 6 months in this property, and I don't want to break my promise to the public. Even I do have some neighbor here, and then others business here asked me to stay. Promise is a promise. I cannot break it.
So you didn't approach Mercer Fraser to ask if you could stay here longer?
Oh, I could if I want to. They would do that, but I just I my commitment is the 6 months in the pub. I tell the public I have kept it. I cannot change my mind.
Okay, all right. And so you're going to be moving to West Washington and Coster. Out of all the sites that are approved, I mean that the city council was looking at, was that the most preferable to you?
Well, myself, wherever I go, it's okay. As long as we got some place to serve the people, and just different site have different program and different way to set out, right? Yeah, and then that's what we're doing, and then doable.
Okay. Do you have anything to say to that, James?
We're totally grateful to the city for supporting us going forward. That's for sure, first and foremost. But we were excited about the possibility of being along the waterfront, Marina Way, and that was GCOP's sort of really our focus was being able to settle in that spot. But unfortunately, it just didn't work out, which is fine. We're so happy to be able to continue the program that we're in. We're grateful to be able to do it at that spot. So we're really happy. And at the city council meeting yesterday, there was a lot of people who stood up and voiced concerns about just about every location except that location, which sort of made me feel like this was the right spot for us. It didn't seem like a lot of people were against us being there, had concerns about it. So it feels like a good spot for us.
Weren't people concerned about for the Marina Way mostly that it's separated from resources and that it, I guess, that they were worried about Coastal Commission approval?
Well, the Coastal Commission approval was what led, I think, the concerns from the City Council perspective, as far as I could tell. But from our perspective, actually, it was an ideal site because it is a little bit removed, but it's in a good proximity to social services, to all the downtown Eureka services, medical services. And so for us, it provided a space along the bay where the residents could have sort of some quiet, some healing, to be removed from the sort of cycles they're stuck in that a lot of people who are on the street get stuck in, such as addiction, mental health issues, violence, just to really remove people from that situation and to remove them from the scrutiny of the community, because there's a lot of the time people are coming by and harassing people who are using this program. And so it was sort of ideal in that way because it was removed, but yet close. It wasn't like, let's put all the people on an island or something like that. It was like, well, we're a little bit aside, and then the people can still, who are using the program, can still go and get their appointments, and we're close enough.
And I know the Coastal Commission mostly was worried about it being in a tsunami zone. So, but Washington and Coster Street is also pretty removed, relatively, isn't it?
I think, I mean, it's a lot less room. I don't know if you've been down Marina Way. I mean, it's definitely in the middle of a business slash, I mean, with the Department of Health and Human Services buildings and the businesses around and the street on Washington there. I mean, there is a lot of traffic. It will have a little bit of a different feel than the Marina Way, but again, we're just so happy to be able to continue the program, to be able to supporting people and help people healing. And we think we could set up shop there and be successful for sure.
The $75,000 that were approved by the Eureka City Council, does that include, you said that that's half of what you would need in order to operate for a year. Does that include the moving costs of this
No,
operation?
I think that's more like a donation and most like a staff for B&B, all kind of other stuff, the expenses. Yeah, we only have three. A full employee and one is a part-time in here and then without benefit. and very low pay. And I tell you, I'm sorry to say that. And this guy really crazy, and they want to work here. And then, but again, you know, whatever we do is, I myself had a bigger picture to see it. It's not just a body to help the people. And also, I had looked around the people, community, the neighbor, how to fit in there too, you know. And I really lucky that these guys had such compassion for this project and completely 100% gave to the client. That is really amazing to me. And no matter where we go, we also carry a very special rule is be a good neighbor, our priority. Really, our number one priority is to be a good neighbor and be friendly around the area. So that's the people didn't understand, so also worry about the people cruising around here, our people cruising around there, and that not gonna happen. You know, even we in here is not a good location, but our people still doing so well. I'm so proud of every single one. It's made it or still struggling, you know, but they try. But in such an environment in here, they still can try. So that's really unique. And I think about if we off this area, it's much, much better.
And you've had a great success rate here. Like, how many people have graduated from this program?
We had over 19 people come from Palco Marsh, right?
We all had a lot of people from the marsh,
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have the most updated numbers now of mid-September. You know, we definitely have consistently been getting people employment and housing every week, mental health services, medical services. It's continued. And the last I checked, I think in the beginning of September, we're up to 77 total people who have moved through the program since May 1st when we opened. And then, I mean, I think we've let maybe 8 to 10 people in this week. So there's a lot of people who are moving through the program. So we're probably well into the 80s now, as far as the total people who have joined and entered into the program. And many have gotten housing, which has been so cool. Two this week. One guy just moved to Rio Del today, which is awesome.
Yeah. And then the month for the August, we had 41% got housing. And 40% got jobs. And then, you know, yesterday was my great day for me. I had one other guy here, want to hire him as the warehouse management in Arcata. They just say, you know, Betty, just bring them over and get a try. It's a work. It's not, you know. And then we have women hold up the job for a month now. And then one lady, we got a housing for her, and she even bought a car.
She bought a car?
That's cool. Yeah, and to go to work. Yeah. Yep. This is so amazing. And then I talked to Andrew earlier. We had one guy in here has serious psychological problem, mental health issue, and nobody wanted him. And then we took him in. And the other day, and he prayed, heck is that?
He's doing really well. He's totally transformed. When I first met him, he had a long beard and straggly hair and was just on the street.
Wore woman clothes.
Was really unstable. And, you know, he's clean cut, shaven, has his glasses. We got him an eye doctor appointment. He hadn't had glasses for years. And he's on his medication. He's going to his mental health appointments every week. And he's totally stable here.
If in the whole community in here, they just play, come out to play with other men and women here. And I just look at that. I couldn't believe it.
How long do you see the Blue Angel Container Village continuing?
We got one more year to go.
Are you going to try for a second after that?
No comment.
I have a question. I think I understand this correctly, but you got in moving to the Washington and Coster location, I think there was some condition on it about talking with the local businesses or businesses closer to that area. Was it collecting signatures also was thing
no,
or how did that work?
I went they when the city up talked to me about this one condition. They had to talk to the business. They say, okay, then I will be go. I was there before for 7 years just to feed the dinner. We doing very, very well until they use it for the campsite for the homeless and then screw up everything. So, and we met the neighbors upset about it because most of the business is my friends. So I want them to talk to the chief, talk to them.
He talked about the city council meeting yesterday that he went to two of the most prominent businesses. I forget which ones that are right there. The most influenced, that would be most impacted by the arrival of the village, and spoke with them. And he said that they were on board. You know, they had concerns, but they thought it was better than what's currently happening there, which is the temporary campsite that's set up for 2 weeks. And then, you know, and this is a 24-hour managed facility, you know, with rules and regulations that all the residents have to abide by in order to be in the program. And so it functions. I think it'll function in a much better way.
This will be monitored a lot more than the temporary campsite.
Much better. We have 24/7 monitor in there, and then also we have programming, keep them busy. And then look at one of the lady in here doesn't work, but she got a job to babysit for the dogs.
You told me about that last time. That's cool.
She's so an hour for each dog. That's good. You know, that is a good pay. You know, and then it's so amazing how they change this way. And I wish you were there last night because two of them original.
How long did the meeting go?
Really long.
Over 2 hours.
To the original fire lawsuit against me and collect all the signature and get all the people at the city council meeting against me, and they speak up for me. That is so beautiful, powerful. So it really made me feel good. You know what?
They really believe in you.
This is not about me. It's the teamwork. James and Lawrence and other people get involved in this, and also Moses' client. Their power want to change. I cannot change them. I cannot tell them to come in. Their own will to come in. You know.
Going back to funding, where did the $150,000 number come from for your operation costs for next year?
From this year.
It's from this year.
What? Yeah, that's in the board. We're land of the board. They do the financing, the financial stuff. So
we don't do money. We only do work.
The people right here. Yeah.
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 Okay. Well, the city council sent a letter on over to the county asking them to match what they had contributed.
I don't know. And then politics. I don't get involved.
They said they were going to do that at the end of the council meeting yesterday. That they were going to sort of implore the county to match the funds.
To help out. And then. We also had a private donation too. This is so good. I tell you, I just got two emails, one from Redden, one from Texas, Dallas. They want to make an appointment, come here, see how we're doing.
That's cool. Facility.
How much was the private donation?
Well, depending on people. I don't know. I don't take care of money. It's David Tyson. He's the treasurer. I don't do money part, we just do a working part.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Low pay job, a non-pay job. Yeah.
The Coastal Commission approval, they're holding an emergency meeting for that. Are you worried that it's not going to get approved in time for this to transition smoothly into January?
I think they've got a special meeting and then going to happen.
Yeah, they seem fairly confident at the council meeting, the council members, that the plan could go through, but I don't know a lot about the Coastal Commission and their standards, so I mean, who's in that? I don't even know who they are, so, you know.
What's going to happen to the residents as you transition through? Do you think that you can move all these containers in one day?
Oh, yeah. They are good.
Okay.
I had a lot of faith.
Okay. It's gonna be a little bit of logistical aerobics or acrobatics to try to move the whole facility over there, get it set up, and you know, not upset the residents' lives too much. I mean, there's gonna be it'll be a transition time. I'm sure it'll be a chaotic few days as we sort of get in there, get settled, and sort of restart. But yeah, we can do it.
How are these containers moved? I mean, and will the residents, I mean, do they have to take their stuff out and then put them back in once they're installed at Washington and Coster?
Sure. Alec is the one, the board member, Alec, I forget his last name, but Ziegler. He said that we'll probably get cranes to put them on flatbed, a crane to lift them on the flatbed, and maybe have to take the windows out so that if they flex while they're getting lifted, the windows won't break. So it'll be a to-do to move them. But I don't know if we'll have to move people's stuff out.
That's their part of job.
That's their job. We don't know. Hopefully we will not have to move everything out. That would be easiest. If we do, we'd just do it, you know.
The people are very good. The people here are very good. They would jump in to help out, and then they would take it their own stuff, you know.
Are you going to add at all to the program once it's moved over there to Washington and Coster Streets?
Ain't no way.
Like, add anything?
No.
I got some ideas.
Yes.
No public comment at this time, but there's some ideas.
Betty's like, tell me now.
Ping pong table or what is it?
Well, are you going to donate the one at the Loco?
Yeah, maybe.
any sort of community building is helpful. Anything that we can do to give people a sense of normalcy in their life as they're adjusting from the reality of being on the street into being into a stable environment. So we're thoughtful about those things. A ping pong table might be a little bit spacious. I mean, we're going to have I think the space is going to be this right here is our new space. So we're losing a bunch of space. So when we get there...
I don't know that it works as much.
You should have taken a picture.
Yeah. So where our space is going to be lessened when we move over there. It's a little...
About half, would you say?
I'm not sure. It's not that much.
Less
not
than.
That significant.
Less than half.
But it will be some... We'll have less space to work with. So we have to be mindful.
It's okay. Then we are more close family.
Yeah.
Betty, you always know how to look on the bright side of things, don't you?
You can stack them on top of each other, maybe.
That's been suggested.
They do. They did in some dress. I went there. They freeze that. There's staircase in there. Yeah.
But needless to say, you're excited about it moving over there. And continuing on for another year.
Yeah, I just want to work. So, you know, maybe you do a live station in there.
You want to do a radio broadcast from the village?
Yes, she does.
We'll have a dance party.
A dance party. Well, we'll talk about that later. But anyway, thanks so much for sitting down to talk to me for a second.
Of course, you are special. You knew it, right?
Well, thanks for texting me about it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.